Swamiti Namini. Namaste Sati Deva Gauravani Vachani Vasita Sanyaryas Katadi Satani. So Hare Krishna everyone, good morning. Thank you for coming. And hopefully we will hear something that will make us thoughtful and inspire us in our spiritual path. Here is a garland coming, thank you. Wonderful. Vielen herzlichen Dank. Ist die extra gemacht oder?
Nein, die sind von den Ladies.
Ach, auch Nektar.
Die sind von gestern.
Nektar, Nektar. Yes, I was thinking to discuss today a subject matter which I feel every devotee from time to time as yes, Rikesh, please fix this. From time to time has to perhaps face and find an answer for in the language of, I heard it in theology, and also it's my language, it's the silence of God. In other words, we may try to relate to Krishna, we may serve him, we may pray to him, we may reveal our minds in confidence, and we would like to hear something like a sign that he hears us. Some little sign that he is there at least, that he cares. But often, more often than not, there is a divine silence. And this can be a problem for those on the spiritual path. If they do not get an answer. I mean, reciprocation is such an important point for us, no? That when we give something in a relationship, we give ourselves to a relationship, and the other person seems to not answer. No, there are the... In English, you say it's unrequited love, nicht erwiderte Liebe. This word unrequited, I hope I say it properly, but I think we understand what we mean. So there's a very interesting way in the scriptures how to deal with this and how to navigate our way. Do you understand what I'm... good. Sometimes words don't carry any meaning for others. So we will have a prayer here. Yamuna, are you still here with us?
Yes.
I will need the text also from this. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Or this will work for sure. I learned already how to use the tablet of Yam. That's a tablet, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes, of course. What else? So.
Yeah.
Oh, baby Krishna, wonderful. Maybe Yamuna, you have to stay there on alert, and it might start to fly in my hands or do unexpected things. Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara. No, oh my god, I don't know the meter. Yamuna, please give me a proper book.
Yes.
It doesn't, these things, I've made too many offenses against these machines in this life. So let me see the, we first have to find the meter here. Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara. Oh yeah, thank you. Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Smanye Jara Dvija Pashu Dadi Vriddhikarin.
Smanye Jara Dvija Pashu Dadi Vriddhikarin.
Adama Shavara Hara Shiti Rakshad Rakshasadru.
Udhagma Shavara Hara Shiti Rakshasadru.
Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan namaste.
Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan namaste.
Yes, it's here. Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Shama Nijara Dvija Pashu Dadi Vriddhikarin.
Shama Nijara Dvija Pashu Dadi Vriddhikarin.
Uddharma Sharvara Hara Shiti Rakshasadru.
Uddharma Sharvara Hara Shiti Rakshasadru.
Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan namaste.
Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan namaste.
Let me just figure this out. Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan namaste. There is this little one syllable too much. Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan. Let's not pretend we are Sanskrit scholars, so we do as good as we can. Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Shmanye Jara Dvija Pashu Dadi Vriddhikarin.
Shmanye Jara Dvija Pashu Dadi Vriddhikarin.
Uddharma Sharvara Hara Kshiti Rakshasadru.
Uddharma Sharvara Hara Kshiti Rakshasadru.
Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan namaste.
Akalpam akam aham Bhagavan namaste.
Please, some Vaishnava, please.
Shri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Shri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Yoshadayin.
Namaste.
Yes, one Vaishnavi, please.
Shri Krishna Vishnu Kula Pushkara Yashodayin.
So this is a verse, according to Sanatana Goswami, Lord Brahma is here engaged in the ecstasy of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Here is for us the term. Let's go to the word by word. Shri Krishna.
Krishna.
O Lord Krishna. Vrishnikula. Of the Yadu
dynasty.
Pushkara. To the lotus. Yosha.
Pleasure.
Dying. O you who bestow. Kshma of the earth, Nirjara, the demigods, Vija, the Brahmanas, Pashu, and of the animals, Udadi, of the great oceans, Vridhi, the increase, Karin, O you who cause, Udharma, of atheistic principles, Shavara, of the darkness, Hara, O dispeller, Chiti, upon the earth, Rakshasa, of the demons, Druk, the opponent, Akalpam, until the end of the universe. Akam, as long as the sun shines. Arhan, O supremely worshipable deity. Bhagavan, O supreme personality of Godhead. Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances. Te unto you. My dear Sri Krishna, you bestow happiness upon the lotus-like Vrishni dynasty and expand the great oceans consisting of the earth, the demigods, the brahmanas and the cows. You dispel the dense darkness of irreligion and you oppose the demons who have appeared on this earth. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, as long as this universe exists and as long as the sun shines, I will offer my obeisances unto you. So once again, let's just catch it with our mind, the content. So it's a prayer to Krishna. Brahma says you give happiness to the dynasty of the Vrishnus, but Vrishnis, that's his, where he appeared. But he is also giving happiness to the earth, the demigods, the brahmanas, and the cows. Then he's known as going against irreligion and opposing the demons, and Brahma will pay us obeisances to him until the end of the universe. So, now the purport. According to Srila Sanatan Goswami, Lord Brahma is here engaged in the ecstasy of Nam Sankirtan, or glorifying the various holy names of Lord Krishna that indicate his variegated pastimes, no? Giving pleasure to these entities and opposing a religion. Lord Krishna expertly suppressed the demoniac population of the earth, which became unbearable with the advent of demoniac politicians like Kamsa, Jarasandha, and Shishupal. Similarly, in modern society, there are many so-called God-fearing people who are actually attracted to demoniac existence. Such persons become, you know, this is big politicians say, in the name of God, I'm doing it. But they are really attracted to violence and these and pride and so on. Such persons become enlivened with the setting of the sun and go out in the darkness to enjoy life in restaurants, in nightclubs, discotheques, hotels and so on, which are all simply meant for illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. Then there are those who openly defy God and his laws, declaring themselves atheists and demons. I don't know if anyone would declare I'm a demon, but atheists, yes. Both the covert and the overt, means the covert, the hidden enemies, and the outspoken enemies. Both the covert and the overt enemies of the Lord constitute an unholy burden for the earth, and Lord Krishna descends to expertly remove this burden. Here Lord Brahma indirectly states that Lord Krishna should remove his own subtle atheism, which had led him to try to exert illusory power over Lord Krishna. You remember, Lord Brahma had seen Krishna eating in a very informal way with his friends. Krishna had, diverted the attention of one of his friends, saying, "Do you see the bird over there?" The friend had looked, and then Krishna had stolen prasada from his or food from his leaf plate. And Brahma, who's the, he has composed the Rig Veda and Atharva Veda, these highly formalistic, ritualistic scriptures who describe yagya and all of these formalistic ways of God, of godly life. No, he had thought, this can't be God. He's muchi. He eats from the plate of boy. So by saying you destroy atheism, Brahma says, I'm also a hidden atheist because I doubted you. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Brahma, in his shame, felt himself to be like a Brahma Rakshasa from Satya Loka who had come to the earth to disturb Lord Krishna and his intimate friends and calves. Brahma is lamenting that although Lord Krishna is most exalted, the Lord of all lords, because he had appeared before Brahma in such a simple and innocent feature, decorated with a stick. Now we hear the how Krishna looks like, decorated with a stick, a conch shell, ornaments, red clay. Yes, he would put red clay on his body and it colored him beautifully, a peacock feather, and so on. And was sporting with his cowherd boyfriends. Brahma dared to challenge him. concerning Brahma's prayers, of which this verse is the conclusion, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, May these prayers of Brahma, which take away all doubts and broadcast all the definite conclusions of devotional service, become the expert craftsmanship of the foundation of my consciousness. So he wants that these prayers and what they express become the foundation of his Krishna consciousness, of his consciousness. Mm-hmm. So, please repeat once again with me. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prajavine Nirvishesha Vari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadana Shivasani Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There is one pastime of Lord Krishna, which shows a particular quality of Krishna, that is his gravity, his depths. And it's the Brahma Vimohana Leela, which you all remember. Brahma had stolen temporarily for some time the cowherd boyfriends and calves of Lord Krishna. Later only he realized his mistake, that I have challenged my Lord. And full of shame, he came back to Krishna and offered prayers to him. So at that time, Krishna was in this beautiful, sweet posture, a six-year-old boy. He was holding curd rice, you know, yogurt rice, in his hands. It's food for children and for old men, you know, rice and yogurt, very good for pacifying the whole system. Now, although he was like this simple, sweet little boy, we hear he had his stick with him. His stick is red, and there's a golden rope around it, so red and gold. He has this very particular taste. He had his bugle with him. Like children, he had smeared red clay over him. There was a peacock feather, and so on and so forth. So Krishna was in a six-year-old boy form. However, he behaved like an ancient muni. Little children can be quite talkative and joke and smile and laugh, but Krishna looked at Brahma very grave. He did not say one word. Brahma had bathed Krishna with his tears, and he had circumambulated him three times, one time around, two times,
3 times. And he had prayed to him. Krishna just looked at him. Very grave. Brahma became very insecure. Are my prayers accepted or not? He had realized, I made a mistake. I challenged my own Lord by stealing those and kidnapping those who are most dear to him. And then I wanted to see what will he do now? And he felt very repentant. He was really ashamed. I'm the leader of this universe, and I have acted in such a bad way. I have challenged this mysterious miracle child, and so on. And he had prayed, "Oh, my dear Lord, I see my mistake. So please." Make me into something simple here in Vrindavan. Perhaps a humble birth in the forest so that I can obtain the dust of your lotus feet each time you go with your friends through the forest and you know, I can be a stone there or just something simple. But Krishna just kept looking at him without mentioning even one single word. He had not smiled. He had not responded to Brahma. He just looked at him. Brahma was becoming more concerned. He got doubts. He became just so unconfident. He thought, what is this reaction? He's so grave, he's so deep, and I cannot understand his thoughts at this moment. Rupa Goswami comments Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, he takes on the voice, no, he comments, he says, even though Brahma was worshipping Lord Krishna intensely, even though Brahma praised his place Vrindavan, Brahma was unable to discern, means to decide, whether Krishna was pleased or displeased. And he became very, very thoughtful. This, my dear devotee, is one of the 64 qualities which Krishna shows. He shows such a depth that no one can really understand his plans. In the Bhagavatam, and his mind, in the Bhagavatam, great-grandfather Bhishma, who is one of the 12 big authorities about everything in the Vedic scripture, he, at the end of his life, while he's lying on the deathbed, admits, "I cannot understand you, Krishna, because I was thinking you would protect the Pandavas from this injustice that was done to them, but apparently you did not protect them. Duryodhana could do so many evil activities, although you were there, you were present." This quality of Krishna, that we cannot understand him, is very important for a devotee. You can't also expect Krishna to act in the way which we are accustomed in this world, because he is very, very, very exalted and different. Rupa Goswami says, a person who does not express his mind to everyone or whose mental activity or plan of action are very difficult to understand is called Gambhira. Gambhiram is translated as grave. It can also mean he's full of secrets which you cannot understand. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaks about this at great length, because for us sadhakas, for us practicing devotees in this world, it can be sometimes irritating if we deal with Krishna's silence, where he does not respond to the prayers of his devotees. We think sometimes, oh, why did he? Just today, was it? No, yesterday in the night I received a call for help from Serbia. There was a young devotee and her grandmother, who was everything to her, on the level of her parents. Her parents are also very good devotees, but the grandmother had taken so much care to bring her up, and she died in a most difficult way from a cancer. And she, this young devotee asked me urgently, I'm losing my faith. We, our whole family, had prayed for our grandmother. You had prayed. My father and mother turned to you, and you had prayed. And still the grandmother was suddenly taken away from us. Does Krishna care? Does he hear our prayers like this? No? So I think you know we are dealing with a very difficult subject of faith. So let us stay with Lord Brahma in the commentaries, because Brahma doesn't know what to make out of Krishna. Brahma continued, I've prayed to you. I have bowed down humbly to you. I had requested you to make me a blade of grass in Gokula. I didn't. I had given up my position as Brahma. Yet you have not responded to me even by so much as a glance. You have not even looked at me. Therefore, what more shall I do now standing here? Rikesh, your hand is trembling. I can understand your deep nervousness with the subject, but perhaps you can control your right hand, no? But I agree, it is a very, very disorienting thing. You will get an answer, but so it is better, says Brahma, because you don't even look at me, that I quickly go away now. For I have become an offender to you by interrupting your lunch pastimes on the bank of the Yamuna. Therefore, I cannot taste the nectar of even one word from your lips. Now, therefore, I will quickly depart and go far away, that I don't disturb you. Now, please take your calves, finish your pastimes with your dear friends of joking and laughing with them on the river bank. Why should I recklessly repeat my request again and again? Reckless. What is reckless? What does this word mean? Do you have
Careless.
Careless, not reckless. We are looking. Mm-hmm. I see some devotees are going into for the dictionary. Why should I recklessly repeat my request again? What?
Rücksichtslos.
Why should I? Yeah. Something. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to have the words really so recklessly somehow, yeah, without consideration what is proper. I think we don't make a mistake when we go with this translation. So Brahma is feeling so, can you understand? He is ordered to create the universe. He is very close to the Lord. He has made a mistake and he has excused himself, and Krishna did not give him the nectar of even his glance. Brahma was thinking, if you look at me, at least I can maintain my life force. But then Brahma finally reconciled. I think Krishna is thinking that my requests are not reasonable. I have aspired to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan and to get the dust from the lotus feet of the Brajavasis, but Krishna thinks perhaps I'm not humble enough to get the dust from the Brajavasis. So I'm asking beyond my capacity. Better I should go back now to my service as the creator of the universe. Oh. Even Brahma does not sometimes get an answer from Krishna. Because he wanted to bring Brahma to a position which is most properly the best position from where we can be Krishna conscious. The position in which you can talk directly with Krishna face to face, the position in your spiritual life where you will make the most exalted realizations is the one of Dainya. You've heard this a thousand times. The feeling of I'm not really qualified, no? This is very important for a devotee. I'm not very qualified, but my Lord, I know you are kind. Please nevertheless accept me. There is a prayer by Sanatana Goswami which is the guideline for all devotees and expresses the heartbeat of true dainyam. Dainyam is more than the English word humility. It is a feeling of unworthiness, no? Oh my Lord, this is the prayer of Sanatana Goswami. This prayer is so beautiful that his brother Rupa included it in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It is my favorite prayer, one of my favorites. I will also read to you another one. Oh my Lord, I do not have any love for you, nor am I really qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. Nor do I possess the inner strength of a real Vaishnava. I don't have knowledge and pious activities. I also don't belong to a very high family. On the whole, if you just look at me at the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart, and that hope is giving me a very sweet type of pain. Oh, 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 like the sweet pain, no? I have a hope because I have heard that you are very merciful to those who are for understanding their position. Those who cannot face their position, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in Ujjvalini Mol, Nilamolni, because Brahma and even the queens of Dvaraka are not able to face their own, lowliness. Therefore, they cannot obtain the love of the gopis. No? Do you remember Krishna does this with his devotees? Do you remember the beginning of the Rasa Leela? Krishna disappeared from the devotees. And afterwards the devotees said, "Why do you do this? You call us on your flute. Are you not consistent in your psychology? First you call us, then you send us away." In the same way a devotee could ask, "My Lord, we are doing everything as much as we can. Yes, we are not perfect, but we are trying. According to our capacity, we cannot do more than this. And we are trying to surrender. We are trying to do service. And you're not, don't you care? What is your personality?" The gopis actually, they were so upset with Krishna because they are in a loving relation, which we are not always, Hare Krishna. They made a seat for Krishna when he had returned after leaving them alone, and then they had fired questions. "I think you, are you an ungrateful person? Are you a rascal perhaps?" And Krishna heard the gopis. He understood, yes, it was a difficult situation for the gopis. The gopis have been so crying for me. And he felt a little bit when he returned. He was not happy with this. And then when they finally were silent and ready to listen to him, Krishna said, "O gopis who do not understand my real intention." That's how he started his talk. "O gopis who do not understand my intention, let me explain to you." And then he said, "By disappearing from you, I wanted to teach the devotees in this world one thing. My dear devotees, I wanted to say, you need to increase your longing for me. You need to become more eager for my presence. Only then I will come to you. If you don't want me so much, there will not be any relationship possible from your side, no? And for the prema bhaktas, the devotees who are full of love, he just thinks, let me increase the love a little bit. Krishna is the Lord of love. He wants us to come to the position of love. Therefore, sometimes he does not immediately respond so that we become more eager for his love. Now, when Brahma, let us stay with Brahma, what he did. When Brahma could not get any response, I mean, he's really a supremely intelligent. He understood, I have to now take on the humble position. So he went to Sri Dhammayapur. The place, I believe it's Simantadvip. Those who are from Mayapur and who know it differently, please don't feel shy if I need to be corrected. So he went to Mayapur and he performed, here I have it in my notes, to Antadvip, that is the center. We went to this place with Mayapur Parikrama and There he performed severe austerities and he meditated on Krishna. And in response, Krishna appeared before him in a very particular golden form. Who knows the name of this form? Hrikesh. A nervous Hrikesh. Gauranga. Lord Chaitanya, it might be the form you have to worship also. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. He was bathed in light. And he said, Brahma, I'm surprised that you are here. You have such a great high social status. You are the creator of this entire universe. Why are you taking such a humble role? You sit like an ascetic there. You should sit in your palace. You are in such a high social status. But maybe you have become a little proud. So I will come again in the same form in which you see me now, and I will give you the privilege of being deprived of any social status. I will make you take birth in a Yavana family, in a Mlecha family, where you will not at all be socially respected, but you will be very humble. Having humility in one's heart is a greater privilege than sitting on the highest throne. Because it is in this state of dainyam that you will be able to feel close to me, you will cry tears in bliss. My dear devotees, what is most feared of? To be deprived of privileges and status is on the spiritual scale of things the best way to become full. First you have to become empty of the ink, then you can get the milk. First you have to become empty of illusion, then you can get the nectar. By the way, I'm not saying it correctly. It's not that this is a privilege. Krishna can be kind to us even when we are still a little full of ourselves, no? But ultimately, on the way to pure love of Krishna, we will develop this quality of being humble. No? I want to read you from our tradition one prayer found it for you today. It's from Narottam Das Thakur. Mora Prabhu, Mora Nagopala, Govinda Gopinath, Doya karo moya dama. Like this. O my lords, Sri Madan Mohan, O Sri Govinda and Sri Gopinath, please have compassion on this wretch. I'm drifting helplessly within this ocean of worldly existence. O my masters, bind me with the ropes of your mercy. I am a despicable dog eater. Mbappe called one minister who offended him a despicable woman. I know everything about football. I am a despicable dog eater while you are the compassionate lord of all. This I have heard from the mouths of the Vaishnavas. And it is the immense hope I hold in my heart. No? You are so merciful. This is my hope. Please throw me into Vrindavan, where I may joyfully look at the Vansivata tree. That's the tree from where you called your devotees.
taking me by the hair, my dear Lord, kindly lead me to Sri Yamuna and bestow upon me the shade of your lotus feet. This has been my long-standing hope. May it not go unfulfilled. Please show me your compassion and do not deceive me. Do you know this amazing sentiment of bhakti? On one hand, he's lamenting, I'm drifting helplessly in the ocean of worldly existence. On the other hand, he's saying, I know you're compassionate, so throw me into Vrindavan. Bring me to this tree. Last year we went to this tree. It's the tree under which Krishna stood and called the gopis by playing his flute. And when pilgrims go to this tree, they go and put their ear to the tree in the hope of hearing the flute sound. And some have heard. Some of our group have also heard. It's really the flute tree. You have to go to this flute tree. It's a miracle tree. So yes, on one hand there is the realization, the facing, where someone faces the position, you know. We are not in the best position. Do you know this? We have left Krishna. We have come into this world. And what do we do here? We die. And we take birth again. It's not so glorious, you know. Yes, so if you understand, then Krishna thinks now he's ready, and he takes such a devotee to him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you wish to have to do kirtan constantly, you must develop this quality. My dear devotees, please, as we are all confronted with the silence of God, let us not become too uncomfortable with the silence and try to fill it with distractions. No, this is the problem. We feel the silence, and then because silence is a difficult position, we put distractions that entertain us. But instead, let us fill this silence with hope in Krishna's mercy, because that's our Lord is known as a Daya Sindhu, an ocean of mercy. No, he's willing to bestow it to someone who is coming into this position. I want to show you something in a moment. It's so simple. Look at this glass, it's now empty. Now this glass is ready to get new water. This is Swiss spring water from the best spring in the Swiss Alps. It was full before with some low-class water. And the cup needed to become empty to become filled again with the highest, best quality. So in our, this is what our Lord does. That's why he is silent. That is why he was so grave to Brahma. And Brahma got the highest position. He who is used to palaces and jewel-bedecked thrones. The Lord said, it may have made you a little proud, so now become sit on the floor and have one piece of cloth, that's all,
And chant my holy name, but you will have love in your heart. You will cry every tear, every ecstasy. What do you want more? Ecstasy or a new Rolex watch? Speaking modern language, no? Of course we want the real thing. That's why we took to this path. So could I read to you again at the end this prayer of Sanatana Goswami, and then I will open the question forum for questions? Yes, we still have a little time. Do you want to, can I? Yes, of course. Oh my Lord, I do not have any love for you, nor am I qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. I'm not really so fixed, and nor do I possess the inner strength, the mystic power of a true Vaishnava. I don't have knowledge, I don't have pious activities, I don't even come from a very good family. On the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you give your mercy on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is giving me some sweet feeling, no? Pain. Hare Krishna. So I will pause my speech here and see if you have any questions regarding this subject or any other subject you wish to ask. Please know what appears to be something difficult is the mercy of the Lord. If you can put yourself into the right frame of mind, from where you will quickly taste the highest of nectars. No? Krishna. I see Bananandini, yes.
My question is, thank you, Maharaj, that confidence and humility on the material level seem to be contradicting themselves. So if somebody is confident, they act with a lot of just reassurance in their abilities, and this is also the place when they are there through the service for Krishna. And then sometimes when somebody is humble, at least on our material understanding, then they may be withdrawing or holding back their strengths, talents, abilities, because they think I'm not qualified enough. So how do we, because they are not contradicting, actually they are enhancing each other, and I think somebody who is in true confidence, they can be also humble.
Yeah.
Can you just explain a little bit so that we don't misunderstand?
Yes. No, very good. Confidence is a very important quality for spiritual life. It is mentioned as one of the six qualities which a devotee needs: enthusiasm, confidence, and perseverance. You need that for bhakti, the confidence. No? And humility seems to be opposed. But perhaps they are enhancing each other. Yes, this is, I would say, the humble person who knows I may not be able to do, I cannot do anything, but Krishna can do anything. He is acting from a place of confidence. The little child who is walking next to his strong father may be afraid of, you know, may have a mixture of feelings. He may be, when he walks, he is careful not to meet the dog, but
he in his heart is full of joy. I'm with my strong father. Dogs can't trouble me. I'm like this. See, there are mixtures which are how do you say, they appear in one way, but because the quality is not alone in one way, it is totally different. For instance, an Indian mother, Mother Yashoda, may say, Krishna, you are stealing, and she may raise a stick. That is love. You know, it is not punishing Krishna. Or let's use an example from us human beings. I'm from a German mother, so I would be impossible as a child. I mean, I can't imagine. I was just so careless and so joyful all the time. And sometimes I would do, for instance, I remember I would sit on the top of a tree and then would, if I think of it, it's so dangerous. And a fir tree, a Tannenbaum, I would then use the branches of the tree, you know, they're like this, and just zoom, and go down like a Rutschbahn, you know. Rutschbahn, you understand? Slide, yes. Clang, 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 clang. And once, I hurt myself and I came back. Not bad, but I came back. My mother said, what did you do? What did you do? Do I have to call for Lawrence, that Lawrence tells me what you did? So she called for Lawrence, and Lawrence told him, he climbed up the tree and went down. I'm so worried for you. Why do you always do? And my mother gave me and cried tears of love, you know. And I also cried, Mama. It is love. If you only look at the beat, at the, then it's child abuse, you know. But because of us, it was carried by the love. Bhakti is a rich thing. There is also a mixture of emotion. And yes, on one hand, the devotee is going and is avoiding the pride. But on the other hand, my Lord is there, you know. So this is confidence needs to be there. Utsahan nishayat daryat, enthusiasm, confidence, and perseverance, or patience, sometimes it is said. Tat tat karma pravartana, the right activities. Sadhu Sangha, the association of devotees, and the avoidance of materialistic people. These six qualities are favorable for the development of bhakti. My purpose in giving this lecture, I have at the end, you know, we talked in Kintal a lot about crying for Krishna. Bhatta Hari talked, and I talked also. I just wanted to give you a frame of reference, and when these tears, these sweet tears, become. By the way, that's the most ecstatic, blissful tears. They are tears of love. You know, it is. It is. Our
you know, in devotion, we bhakti, we understand material life and its let us say the spectrum of emotions are not as rich as the spectrum of emotions in bhakti. Good. Any other devotee? Is anything else? Yamuna. Hare Krishna, Yamuna.
Actually, I have two questions. I will start with one. If we see that someone else is going through this difficult phase of waiting for response and doesn't get it, how would you try to support this person?
If I will repeat your question. If we see someone else is waiting for a response in their life on an important question they may have, often it is, what should I do with my time here on earth, and does not get the response, how would you try to support the person? Well, that's a very nice question, supporting devotees. Listen, please, carefully. You have asked me now a question. Yeah, of course, one could try ways and means by which the response comes. Often Krishna expects this from his devotees, that we try to support another person. And when we try to do this, Krishna may work through us. Have you ever had this, that answers which you had, questions which you had were answered by devotees? It happens. I want to give you an example. I sometimes give lectures, and I must admit I can't prepare every lecture as much as I would, because there's just too much other things to do and consider. And then I give a lecture, and I say something from the scriptures. I do my best. But I think, Sachinanda Swami, I really don't think this was a good lecture. You should perhaps go in retirement now, you know. And then someone comes to me, I was struggling for 10 years and you gave the answer. What? I'm not aware of this. But sometimes Krishna may use a devotee. It happens. So you try to perhaps say something from your intuition, where you might try to help the person. And there are ways in which we can, give consultation to devotees. I was talking yesterday with Raja Vidya Prabhu, who has developed a very nice systematic approach in order to give a good counseling to anyone who looks for his Dharma. There are a few things. But yes, that is there, that is good, and we should try. I have seen in my life, if I can help a person to have faith in Krishna, where are you? There. Faith in Krishna. Then often Krishna does reveal to the person what they need to know. Just like here, Krishna wanted Brahma to come into a humble position. He was concerned for his devotee, that all these influential positions, I mean, he's the creator of the universe. He influences everything in the universe, is pervaded by Brahma's intelligence. Do you know that the Vedas come from his mouth. He speaks the Vedas. It comes through him. Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda, Yajur Veda, all manifested through Brahma. No? And Krishna thought for his bhakti it's necessary that he understands that he comes into a position where he will be able to hold the water of my mercy. He cannot be too full of himself. Too full of, that's how in the English language you say. In German language, du bist aber aufgeblasen. Hallo, das. Also das ist ja von hier bis nach wie heißt das da, Bern, so aufgeblasen bist du. Nicht? Also, aber have to be careful when you say this. Someone may not like it. So I would say two things, Yamuna. On one thing, try to see that the devotee understands Krishna's doing, Krishna's silence, because Krishna wants to lead him, but then try to give him concrete answers also. He needs, sometimes Krishna will, if you want to support someone, you will be very interested to know. Krishna will give you intuitions. If you have that right desire, the right motivation, and you really care for the devotees, which I think you will do because you have a soft heart, then Krishna might use you as his instrument. So, anything else? I think I should, this will be the last question, and then we have to go. Yes?
You were mentioning the queens who couldn't handle their loneliness.
Loneliness, yes.
Could you just expand a little bit more on that?
Yeah. See, love, the highest levels of love are always connected in bhakti with the feeling of yearning, of longing, of sweet, this type of sweet things. Love has always union and separation. That is always, it moves like this, the movement of transcendental love. You feel close to Krishna, then you feel far away from him. It's like the winding course of a snake. Rupa Goswami describes it like this. It is very transcendental. So the queens of Dwaraka, they didn't find it possible to feel like the gopis. Even Lakshmi, the consort of Narayan, wanted Krishna, but she just could not develop this feeling of giving up her status of Lakshmi. So the queen also, they always had this feeling, we are queens. I mean, a queen. Queen is not just, if you meet a queen, yes, you have perhaps seen Queen Elizabeth of England, and I heard that being in her presence, she was a real queen. I heard from Naveen Krishna and so on, they do have something, there is something invested in them, some Shakti. She came and visited our schools. And just if you want to know the detail, in our schools we had a picture of Lord Chaitanya in sannyas dress dancing with the animals of Yarikanda. And the queen stood for a long time before the picture, and then she asked, "What is the gentleman doing?" The gentleman. Oh, Queenji, Queen. This is Mahaprabhu. He's distributing love of Godhead even to the animals. Wow! The queen was highly intrigued by the what the transcendental golden gentleman was doing. Very endearing. She's an elderly British queen, so. Yeah, so they could not forget entirely this position, no? Of being queens. There are descriptions in our Vaishnav. It comes in the Bhakti Mala. There was a king who had several queens, as it was the custom in old India. And he met a great, great devotee, Ram. Oh my God! When I'm so tired, my memory doesn't work so well. Who is the spiritual master of Kabir? Ramanuja Sampradaya. No, Ramanandi Sampradaya. So someone with R, a great devotee, and he convinced this. King Pitri was his name. So much he made such an expression that impression that Pitri, just like Bharata in olden times, gave up his kingdom and became a sadaka. You know, he chanted all day and night, and he was developing very quickly the highest levels of Bhakti. Perhaps he had them already. So before he left his kingdom and his castle, he had a meeting with his queens and said, "You know, I have so much appreciation for you, but I need to follow the call of my soul. I will leave you. You can have the palace and the everything." So there were there was a good number of queens. I remember around 10. But one of them said, "I go with you." The others got parts of the huge amount of wealth which was there. They couldn't imagine a life in the forest, you know. So they kept on to this queen status. But one was very, very well. If you read in Bhaktamala the life of Pitri, so good. Then you know, well, this is bhakti. To just be so much in love with Krishna. Amazing. So I will need to say goodbye to all of you. This is not a happy goodbye. I was so happy to be your guest, although there was not enough possibility for sleeping here. But that is good. We prayed for service. We got service. So, and I wish you all the best on your spiritual path. Please walk the road of hope. Even if you don't have all the answers, have hope in the mercy of the Lord. It will come. It will come. It always comes when a devotee is full of these Vaishnav qualities and ask other devotees for help on there if you need to know what to do with your life. All the best. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gornitai ki jai. So beautiful, no? And they stand on the other side of the river of birth and death. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.